Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
We have set our goals, small or big, for the new year.
Yes.
But how do we keep them and really achieve them? Nagbabalik sa programa ang motivational speaker, life coach, at alamin natin ano ang kanyang mga pinagkaabalahan since the last time we had him in the program, Jess Perez. Good morning, Jess.
Good morning.
Okay, before we talk about what's new with what you are doing in terms of life coaching and motivational speaking, can we just look back? Early last year, we had you in the program and we talk about setting your goals and how to achieve them.
Yes.
Is it still the same? Like you set up your goal, you envision them first.
Yes.
And then you take into action, because in our interview before, we said that taking that first step is vital in achieving your goal.
Yes. I tend to think that people like to complicate a lot of things when it comes to setting goals. And it's a time where people set their goals when it comes to New Year's resolution. I believe that it's meant to be started on December, when people tend to think it's on Christmas. Because when it's Christmas, people don't tend to think about their goals. They tend to think about it on January. So my tip is be simple. And something that you know that you can achieve. I think last time we chatted, a lot has changed since then. And so like during that time and to where we are right now is, how do we fast track our goals and our vision? Because most of the time I've experienced, even when we had a chat, is it's great to take action. It's great to, you know, visualize. However, do we come with intention to fast track it with effort? Because say like if we have our goals, it's great. But if we don't stay accountable, it's going to take us time. And so what I've discovered during this time is, and I've tested with a lot of clients as well, I call it the CRUSH program, which is about 90 days, and it's about 3 months of intentional achievement. So for example, you've got your goals, you've got your vision, but it's daily. It's your daily habits that get you faster through your goals and your vision.
In terms of you saying fast tracking, achieving your goals,
yes,
those goals are little goals or big goals?
Like, that's a very good question.
If it's a big goal, then how big it is?
Okay, so if it's a big goal, it's going to be a long term. So it depends on how you set it. So for example, if it is a long goal, is it going to be for 12 months? Is it going to be for 6 months? Mm. If it's a short term goal, then it's going to be 3 months. However, what I share with my clients is, what will give you that value in return? What does it give you meaning as to why do you want to achieve this? So it could be your health, it could be your finances, it could be your relationships, it could be anything that gives you a sense of accomplishment. And so when it comes to setting, it's like, what is the belief behind that? And what are the daily steps to achieve that?
One of the many things that we tend to set our resolutions onto is losing weight.
Yes.
Before or at the beginning of the year. But we seldom really stick to it, because during Christmas season, as Filipinos, we tend to eat lots because of this big celebration that we usually have. So how do we really keep on sticking to that resolution, especially if it's about your health or your physical appearance in terms of your weight?
That's a very good question. Most Filipinos, and you probably see it in, you know, Christmas parties, it's okay, I will lose weight, you know, on January after New Year's, and then 1 month pass, and then 2 months, and they kind of give up. So this is where you need to start really writing it down. Goals that are not written down is just a wish.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you don't write it down and you don't have any accountability and you don't put a plan together, you are going to fail. For me, I have, there are a couple of strategies in achieving short-term and long-term goals.
For short-term.
Okay, good. For short-term, it's weekly, broken down into daily.
Yeah.
So for example, if you have a goal that's short term within 3 months, what do you need to do that's going to be a quick win for you within that first month? Right?
Yeah.
And then how are you going to achieve it within that second month and then the third month? So for example, if you want short term goals, I only suggest only targeting three things only.
Yeah. One goal is big enough. But yeah.
So it's It really depends. If you feel that one goal is good enough for you within that 3 months, then how are you going to achieve it? So then you break it down into months, so 3 months, and you broke it down into weekly and then daily.
Can you give a concrete example of a short-term goal? Like for your clients, what are the usual short-term goals?
Okay, so if we were to talk about their career progression as an example, so now that I've moved from life to careers as well as business, is I look at their strategy and say to them, okay, so in terms of your business, what do you want to achieve within 3 months? So they want to look at their marketing strategy, or they want to look in how they can maximize and optimize their businesses and improving their processes. So I'll give you an example. If it's for their business, they've got a certain product that they want to move. However, it's going to take them a bit of time. Yeah. So how do we attach that with a goal? So they need to achieve this within 3 months to do a product launch. So we break it down into weeks. So I'm not sure if you heard of the Agile method.
No.
Okay, cool.
Tell us about it.
All right. So the Agile method is you do a lot of prototyping. So for example, you get a goal, and then within each step is to achieve a smaller increment goal.
Yeah.
So you have this massive goal that you want to achieve within 3 months, but then you need to break it in compartments.
Yeah.
And so when you break it into compartments, then you put it into weekly.
So that's when for this week, you achieve this part of it.
Absolutely.
And then the second week, this part. And
absolutely.
Then until you get that big goal.
Absolutely. It's really important because sometimes we get overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And so like, this is a massive goal. And then we tell ourselves it's impossible to do it. So what we can do is to alleviate that is, okay, let's break it down into smaller steps and then make it as a weekly goal. So for me, I suggest my clients is to pre-plan on a Sunday and then execute on a Monday, because usually people start to do things a lot more in a stress mode when it comes to Monday.
Yeah.
But if you start preparing yourself on a Sunday, then you set yourself for the week.
Yes. Also, in our previous interview, you said you should always know and put in the center of your goal your why. Is it the same for life coaching and in terms of career and businesses?
Absolutely. Your why gives you that reason. That why gets you up the next day in the morning, either to improve or to chase it, whatever it may be. But it needs to, if there's no reasons and there's no why, then it's not worth doing it at all.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't wake you up the next day to achieving it, then you're not going to go anywhere. So whether it's your goals, your vision, if there's no why, and the perfect example is for you. Are you doing this because of your family?
Yeah.
Because of your kids? You want to build a legacy? Or is it because you want to do self-accomplishment to feel that I've conquered this mountain? Whatever it may be, there's a difference between a pull and a push.
Yeah.
Okay? So with a push, if you are pushing for your goals, at the end of the day, you're going to get so tired, burnt out, and we probably experienced this. We're just striving and striving and striving, and then we give up.
Because we think that it's not enough.
Absolutely. That is spot on. They feel that it's not enough and I'm not getting enough done and I get burnt out. A pull is different. You are drawn to it. The desire that you have, this despite of your circumstances, despite of your situation, despite of the challenges that you face every single day, because you are drawn to it and you have that desire, regardless, you're going to achieve it no matter what comes your way. And so a push is different from a pull.
And it's not always easy, isn't it? Because I know for yourself that when you shared your story, you've been bullied from being physically
fat. Yes, yeah. I could say fat. That's all right.
And you've really strive hard to get that goal that you wanted, to pull away from what was being experienced by you.
Absolutely.
When you were physically withdrawn.
Yes.
So yeah.
So with that is when I start to realize that I didn't have any sense of knowledge at all, but then it's important to be in an environment. And so like, yes, I was overweight. I made a conscious decision because motivation is not your feeling. Motivation is not the hype. Motivation is a decisive decision that you're not going to be turning back. So I made that decision. However, it is hard. Yeah. It is challenging. I had so many bad habits, as I probably told, you know, like I had swollen ankles. I thought I was going to have a heart attack. I had, you know, I was eating McDonald's and KFC, Oporto's, Pizza Hut, Domino's, you name it. Left, right, yeah. and center. So I made a decision and then I took action. I said, okay, I can't do this on my own. I need to invest into a personal trainer. I need to invest into a nutritional coach. And I need to be in an environment where people are in the same journey as I am and to have that right voice. And so when I was surrounded with people who wanted to be, you know, the difference makers, to be the forward thinkers, I started to latch onto that. And that's how I got my goal within 16 weeks. I lost 30 kilos within 16 weeks wow. just because of that.
I wish I could do that now.
Yeah. No more kanin.
You've mentioned about motivation.
Yes.
Is this a push or a pull for your newly launched book?
It's a pull.
Yeah.
And the reason why is because I want to, my purpose and my mission for this book is to let everyone know that that they can kick out the procrastination and really start taking action, that they can actually make a decision from themselves, that they have the power, they have the decision to turn their life around. And this book is a blueprint to show them that key ways. And what I love about this is I don't get upset, but I get kind of cringe because people tend to think that motivation is just a phase. You probably experience this yourself that, you know, I want to exercise, I yeah. want to do this, I want to do that. And when Monday comes along, we're still back at our same place as before.
I'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'll do it tomorrow. But this is when you mention about what is your why. You know, you need to go back to what draws you. Is this because I want to lose weight, because I want to be physically fit for my family? Do I want to do this because I know that there's going to be health reasons or things like that? And that's why motivation without the hype is how can I build a legacy through my family as well as doing this? And I share about my mom's journey as well, about her conquering cancer twice and what it took for her mindset to really translate into her decisions of where she is. And thank God she's still alive and she's doing really well and she's really healthy now. So, yeah.
The title of your book, you have mentioned Motivation Without the Hype.
Yes.
What is the hype in it?
Okay, so the hype is your excuses. The hype is where you procrastinate. The hype is your mindset, your beliefs. It is what you say to yourself that you can't do it. And when you see the book title and it's got a cross, it means that you made a decision to change your story around. And you will notice that there is a dot. And that dot in that book cover talks about you're making a stand for your life, that you're no longer going to be living in the past, but you're going to live in the present to speak to your future to come to your present.
So it's like a statement for you.
Absolutely.
To hold on to.
Absolutely. Yeah. 100%.
So,
yes.
Motivation without the hype.
Mm-hmm.
What's in it?
Okay, so I share about the three Thrive method. And the Thrive method happens in three phases. Phase number one is you talk about your mindset and your habits. So in order for you to achieve your goals is, what is your mindset? What is your habits? I even share in this book how to eliminate those bad habits.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting, right?
Yeah.
So a quick tip here is to eliminate your bad habits is identify what the habits are. And what are the triggers? So when I was overweight, right? Stressed to the max. I come home very hungry.
Yeah.
The bad habit that I have is I'm constantly snacking.
You gotta eat what's in there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so I was snacking on, you know, chocolates, Cadbury, you name it, Lindt. I was snacking on that. So I had to identify what those triggers are. So that's just an easy example of health. But if it's your mindset, what are the triggers that get you at a depressing state or move you to a state where that you feel defeated? So identifying those triggers.
Yeah.
And then replacing that with a good habit. Now, replacing it needs to be acted upon. So even though it's a challenge, so for example, let's say for health, you got to remove it.
Yeah.
So if you got a bad snacking habit, remove all the bad junk. So you got to take out the junk out of the trunk, yeah. which is your fridge, and replace it with nutritional items in that fridge.
At home for me,
yes.
we don't usually stack chips.
Okay.
We only get them when we badly or we really wanted them.
When you're craving for it.
Because when you have it available all the time,
mm-hmm.
even if you have that motivation to not have it, if it's there, it will always trigger on you.
So, Annalyn, what is your challenge when it comes to snacks? What's your favorite snack?
Chocolate. Who doesn't love chocolate?
I love chocolate.
Yeah. But yeah, for me, we don't always have chocolates at home.
Okay.
Chips, soft drinks. No, we don't have those junks.
That's good. Yeah. That's really good. So it makes you not fall into temptation, which is great. And I think a lot of people tend to find it really hard to replace it. But this is when you need to anchor on your why. There has to be a reason as to why you're doing this. Mm. And if it's not of a bigger reason as to why, then you're going to fall back into your bad habits. So then you identify what the habits are, then you identify what the triggers are, replace it, and then you need to act on that good habit. And it's a practice habit until it becomes second nature. Yeah. And that's the challenging part. How badly do you want to change your habit, right? And so again, it's all about making that choice and that decision.
So that's first phase of the Thrive method. What's the second phase?
The second phase is vision and goals, which we talked about, but it's high performance. So a lot of people put their goals and their vision, however, they don't put with effort.
We always set our goals.
So it's like New Year's resolution. You know, we set a New Year's resolution, but we phase out. It's because there's not of a reason as to why we're doing this. There's no reward at the end. And the challenging part is you're not being accountable. When you are accountable and you take responsibility, it's going to move you because someone's going to kick you in the butt and say, hey, Annalyn, what's going on? And you're like, oh, okay. And when you see that person again, you want to make sure and you feel great to give progress.
Yeah.
Like, yes, I've done this, done that. And that takes you a lot more quicker than just being on your own.
Isn't it? They say that it's better that you're accountable to yourself than to others.
Yeah, I think you need to be self-accountable first, and then you get accountable in an environment. So it's important to be in an environment where you know that there are people who support you, that believe in you, and that actually support your growth. There's a saying, and I say in this book, is that the five closest people that you're with and the books that you read is the person that you're going to become. So if you want to achieve greatness and you want to live an epic life, then your environment needs to change. And so who are the people that you're associating with? Are they forward thinkers? Are they champions? Do they think life at its fullest? Or are they the people that that pull you down? And in the Filipino terminology is the crab mentality.
Yeah.
Right? You rise to the top and all of a sudden they get jealous and they have this crab mentality and just pull you down. And it exists here today, not just with the Filipino community, but people that they see you rising. It's like when you're doing so well, people support you in the beginning, right?
Yeah.
But when you actually see that you are progressing with success
and way, way beyond them,
absolutely, then they start to question because they feel threatened because you're rising to the top, doing the great, being the best version of yourself. And the only way that they can put you back into place is to have a negative comment and actually pull you down at their stature.
How do you get rid of those people?
Okay, so part of my book, Annalyn, you are spot on to this. So when it comes to the environment, I talk about in, I think chapter 8, I talk about protecting the culture vibe. So the culture vibe is your surroundings, your environment. Yeah. I teach a technique, and it's a spoiler if you are reading this book. Identify who are your negative people in your life. So what I did, I tell people, hey, go to your iPhone, go to your smartphone and Samsung.
And your Facebook.
And your Facebook, and list out those who do not support you, doesn't support your growth, who doesn't believe in you. They're just
spying on you.
Absolutely. They're people that talk, but there's no action.
Yeah.
They're not those type of people. And so I teach them. Make a list. So on the right-hand side are the positive people in your life. And on the left-hand side is all the negative people that's in your life, that's on your phone, and make a decision to remove them. So when I say remove, I do not mean cut them off completely. All I'm saying is, who do you spend your most time with?
Yeah.
Because you can still be friends, just don't associate your time because you're going to waste your time and it's pointless. And you probably experienced that yourself.
Yes, yes, yeah. It's hard, I know, it's hard, but if you really have the motivation or you are really looking into your goal,
absolutely,
you would be able to do it. So visions, goals, high performance, that's second phase.
Yep.
And the third phase is?
Follow through. So a lot of people...
This is the hardest of all.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's... I put this specifically because it's all about follow through in action, but it's improving. So one of my principles I share in this book is, it's not failure, it's only feedback. Oh, diba? So like, so for example, people tend to see failure as failure, but if you change your mindset and say, you know what, it's not failure for me, it's only feedback, then you're going to see yourself progressing. In my mind, I do not register failure for me. When I see I made a mistake or I hit a roadblock, I see it's only feedback for me getting better. So if I try to chase some deals and I try to get contracts and I know it didn't work, then it's not a failure for me. What can I do to improve next? Is it because of my pitch? Is it because I wasn't able to close? And it gives you perspective. And a lot of people don't have perspective. It's like creating a problem that's not a problem. So perspective about follow through, and it's all about improving yourself, and it needs to come with the intention. So that's the third phase, is being the best version of yourself, being a contributor. So in my last chapter of this book is how to be a contributor to the community. How do you can still add value, because we're an asset. And when you see yourself as an asset and as a value, regardless of whether it's finance, whether it's your time and your effort, being the bigger person, as I said in my chapter, is contribution. You know, we live not by what we get. We live by what we give.
You mentioned about being part of a community and what you can give. Only over a year ago, we had you in the program, but you've progressed a lot. Because from life coaching for individuals, now you're into careers and businesses. Where are you taking yourself to? Where will we see Jess Paris in the next 5 years?
Ooh, that's a really good question. For the last year, almost every month, I've been speaking at events and conferences. In 5 years, speaking internationally, have my own podcast. My goal is to have a podcast and to be a contributor back to everyone, people that needed support. There are a couple of projects that I'm kind of working on for 2020, and that's to give back, whether it's my time and my services or funding as well, and rallying all the entrepreneurs and business owners to, you know, contribute back, whether it's funding through poverty, or it's funding through any type of initiatives. And so we are currently working on that at the moment, so which is good. So in 5 years, speaking internationally and probably have our own studio as well.
Wow.
That would help people, particularly with the younger generation. Yeah. I think for me, my heart's for the young people, particularly with the millennials right now. Everything is found on purpose.
With the Thrive Method, it's important to really mention what are the five pillars of life that we have to hold on to, isn't it?
Yes. The five pillars of life is your love, health, wealth, happiness, and your spiritual life. So I find in this book that it's important to strike a balance, because you may be very wealthy, but then your relationship sucks. It's like...
Which most of the time happens.
Correct. Yeah, right? Yeah. So like, how do you still... And it's a good question. When I did my book launch, people said, Jez, how do you still find balance when you've got a career, you got businesses, your husband, and you got kids?
Yeah.
So when you're not married, it's awesome, right? When you get married, your time gets taken a bit. But when you have kids, what do you do then?
Harder than harder.
Harder, right? And so my goal now is that anything that I do, I make sure that my family is with me, that I don't leave them behind. And I find that a lot of... And I coach a lot of clients who find trouble in the relationship is because they're not in one accord. Yeah. And I know it's a challenge, because everyone has different values, different perspectives. But if you need to make it work, they got to be with you. If they're not, it's going to pull a massive strain. So, you know, again, what's more important for you?
And also, they are your support, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. So where can our listeners get Motivation Without the Hype?
At the moment, Motivation Without the Hype is on Amazon. And if you type in genie, genie.us/motivate, hopefully we'll send those links to you and it gets you directed to Amazon. You can get it through Kindle and paperback.
And where can our listeners follow Jess Paris?
Yes, yeah, so follow me through Instagram, Jess Paris Thrive, or follow me through Facebook, Jess Paris Thrive. And my email address is teamthrive@jessparis.com.
Yay! Thank you so much, Jess Paris.
Thank you so much for your time.
SBS Filipino, sa radyo, online at mobile. Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.